escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I want to know what the plan is, because if they were sitting on if they had another quarterback that was a sleeping giant, I'm going to take my bottom lip and I'm going to stretch it over my face, and that's going to be the end of it. Here's Aditi on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. This is an argument about Kenny Pickett.
Who do you think has a better chance of being an NFL starting quarterback? Kenny Pickett or Shedeur Sanders? What would you say?
Kenny Pickett.
So then why keep Sanders over Pickett?
I can tell you, I don't want to insult anybody, but I can name starting quarterbacks in the current National Football League whose coaches have told me that Kenny Pickett is better than the guy that they are starting.
Okay, but why keep Sanders over Pickett then?
Because you used a draft pick on him. We've seen plenty of teams cut draft picks that they just drafted. There are plenty of questions associated with why you would draft a quarterback just two rounds after a quarterback that you very clearly liked so much, but that's what they did. And Andrew Berry is someone who has not been known to cut loose a guy that he just drafted. And so there you are. And now the development of these quarterbacks becomes yet another thing that Kevin Stefanski has to figure out and deal with amidst massive circus that surrounds anything and everything related to Shedeur Sanders.
The other side of this, that audio courtesy of our sister station, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. The other side of this is that if Kenny Pickett is better than Shedeur, maybe Shedeur is just garbage and we just haven't seen it yet. We're hoping that there's some sort of get out of jail free card with our franchise that we can get past on a rookie contract with a young quarterback and not have to deal with the dead cap hit left over by Deshaun Watson. Where there was more videos of him, by the way, yesterday.
He is looking spry.
It's body shaping with Galad every single day on Twitter.
Right there on the beach.
Yes. Lord.
It's him, Quincy Avery.
Every single day. Here's another video, Bulageta, Ken.
They're just out there going through calisthenics every day.
Meanwhile, 88% of fans polled by our station right now saying, nope, don't want to see him ever again. I'm telling you, I think they see that. They had to have seen that poll and Quincy Avery sitting there going, I'll fix your wagon. Here you go. Anyway, I mean, if you're saying that Kenny Pickett's good, again, what's your plan then? What is your guys' plan? Because it's nonsensical in so many ways. Like, if you're going to do it, I hate tanking. I hate it. I don't think it works. I really don't. There's teams that they're not good and they happen to find themselves a good quarterback, but I seriously think that there's so many times where you go out of your way to not win football games and it ends up biting you in the ass in football. Maybe not as much in basketball, but certainly in football, I think it does. And I hate it, but man, if you're going to go one way, you got to go one way. This is such a weird, like, you're trying to win games, but you're not trying to win games. We're getting ready for the future, but we're not getting ready for the future. You brought in Kenny Pickett. You took away some reps. Okay, but if you thought that he was going to be, like, a line and a starter, like, we had Andrew Siciliano yesterday on the preview show, and I disagreed because he's like, well, you know, they trade him for a fifth round pick. You know, you kick the tires on him. It's a net win. And I'm going, really, I don't know if it's a net win because I didn't think he was going to be a starter. And there was a brief conversation where me and some other people were going, well, he might have been in line to be a starter had it not been for the injury. And I'm thinking, okay, but it's still a hamstring injury. He's going to come back. It's not going to be Dak Prescott bad where he has to get surgery. At least that's not what we heard. So if he's in line to be a starter at any point sooner than later, or he could have actually won the job, why are you trading him?
Could it be, Kenny, and I am playing devil's advocate here,
arguably on the line.
Because you and I have the same feeling on him in general and what his ceiling is, and we didn't understand bringing him in to begin with, especially when a month later they go and get Joe Flacco. We didn't understand what that meant. Is this, devil's advocate, is this them understanding they've got to simplify, unclutter, declutter the quarterback room because it didn't work out? Like the way, and I know camp is different from the NFL, NFL actual regular game, you know, week preps, week in and week out. But is there a chance that they're like, you know, we had good intentions on this, but we can't have Pickett and Flacco here. Makes no sense. It gets in the way of the young quarterbacks.
Why does it make no sense? Yes, well, it does get in the way of the young quarterbacks, but if you think that that guy is flat out better than those guys, and your objective is to try to win football games because you're trying to do right by your veterans and your own job, then you're not getting rid of him for a fifth-round draft choice. I don't care about fifth-round draft choices. I don't care about him. You may use another fifth-round draft choice for Amari Cooper at some point, but you traded him for him for a reason. And when you first trade him for him, remember, he's the first guy in the room. So there had to be some intention to start the guy. So you're telling your fan base that Dillon Gabriel is better and Shador is better by getting rid of him for a fifth-round draft choice. That's what you're saying. So if he goes out and he ends up being a good quarterback for the Raiders, then you have to answer for that. Because if Joe goes out there and the wheels come off the way they seem to do at the beginning of seasons for after the beginning of seasons for Joe, and you don't get much out of Dillon and you don't get much out of Shador, and then you have this albatross of a quarterback that's basically a body-shaping video every single day, then you're going to have to answer for that. Someone's going to have to answer for that, or the fan base is going to go nuts. Or they're just going to tune you out, which is the exact opposite of what they want. So you better figure something out, because I hate doing this. Because I'm supposed to come up with a damning opinion on everything at every single point doing this. And the only thing I can do is ask more questions. And I'm not saying anything by asking more questions because I'm frustrated. Over Kenny Pickett, of all people. When Aditi says that, Aditi talks to coaches. Aditi is no liar. Now, I think that she does like Kenny Pickett. I do think that. And there might be some, I'll say, confirmation bias, because if I have a thought and a coach, an NFL coach texts me during the show and says, hey, Ken, you're right about this and Anthony's wrong, especially that, because I love arguing with you. But if they say that I'm right about something, I'm gonna run with that as fast as I possibly can. So maybe that's a little bit of it. There's always every NFL player, every NFL quarterback especially, has some coach that's in their corner. Mike in North Canton, home of the Vikings. He's next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think their plan is to run the ball and play defense because there's no top 10 quarterback available at this time. And why they brought him in, he got hurt, they gave up on him too fast.
Well, so to go out and win games, that's a plan. But you got the second first, because I could look at it, Mike, and thank you for the call. If Travis Hunter ends up being good, then I could go, well, Travis Hunter could have kept people distracted. Travis Hunter could have been a threat for you. If you have these two first-round picks, like, it seems like that's insurance where, hey, if we win enough games, then we can still use these picks to move up. But they don't really do business like that.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Remember, the same guy who was here in 16 and 17 is still here. So if you haven't done business like that, I just would like to think that you didn't think it worked the first time, or the franchise went in another direction, went and got John Dorsey. You didn't think that that was a good decision. You didn't think it was a good decision to bring in Baker Mayfield. I would think that you're probably going back to that, unless you're challenging your guideposts again. Guardrails. Larry in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Yeah, I just want to say that I think Aditi, she don't like Shador. And they just had
some stuff.
I don't think Mary Kay like him either. They were just had some stuff on Facebook, and they was talking about how the two women in Cleveland don't like him, and they always talking.
Well, Larry.
What did they just say? He's not ready to be the quarterback of a football team right
now.
You
got to be careful what you see on Facebook. I cannot tell you how many fake Brown stories I have seen over the last month on Facebook.
Right.
So you got to be careful if you're looking on Facebook and stuff. I don't think Aditi has anything against Shador Sanders, certainly. And I really don't think Mary Kay has anything against Shador Sanders.
Yeah. But I think Kenny Pickett, you know, he was garbage. I mean, I don't even see why they even brought him in, because, you know, I would have started, in my opinion, just me, I would have went out and got any of those rookies that was in the draft and tried to start them and see what they had before I would have went and got Kenny Pickett.
See, I feel the same way. I feel the exact same way, Larry. Thank you very much for the call. I feel the same way. So, and these guys are NFL coaches. They're surely supposed to know more than me about Kenny.
Yeah, and I get it. If you are in love, and we have plenty of listeners from here and around the country that are in love with Shador Sanders, you're hearing us talk about Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel is the number two. You're not hearing us talk Shador, and that conversation is going to is especially right up until kickoff in however many days against the Bengals. You're not going to hear anything about Shador because he's not ready right now, according to the Browns, according to any of the reporters. Like, nobody thinks right now Shador Sanders is ready to be the quarterback immediately. Now, do I think Dylan Gabriel is ready early on? I don't think he's ready either, but I haven't been there every day. And I'm not running the team. I'm not there in the rooms, in the film rooms, and in the study sessions, and, you know, all those situations. I'm not there. So I get it. You're going to be frustrated. But if you think, Kenny, these people are frustrated now, imagine if the Browns start out 0-3 and Joe Flacco is still the quarterback.
I'm not even talking about the other two the rookie quarterbacks in particular. I haven't had a chance to really say their names. I'm talking about winning, man. That's what I'm talking about. You're going into year six. You have to put something there on the scoreboard that says you guys know what you're doing. I'm hearing the guys in the afternoon debating whether or not Kevin Stefanski's a real guru when it comes to offense. And there's plenty of reasons why you would say he's not. And then outside of Cleveland, there's a bunch of people, he knows his offense. He knows what he's doing. He definitely knows what he's doing. I don't know. A Browns fan would look at it and go, well, I don't know. Do they know what the hell they're doing? Do they know it? Because it just seems that people just blame the Browns for ineptitude. Well, if they're part of the ineptitude, then I'm sorry. It's blamed right on you now, isn't it? 216-474-0092. I mean, if you're telling me that it was worth it because he could have started, then why are you trading for a fifth-round pick that you might not even be able to use? Because you will no longer be employed if you lose that many games. Let that sink in for a second. If part of the argument was, hey, it was fine to bring in Kenny Pickett, it was fine to take away reps from the kids, why? Well, he could have started. Then why are you trading him for a fifth-round pick that you might not be able to use? Eric in Akron, you're next up on the Fan.
I think the plan is to keep expectations low so that way they keep their jobs. So if Kenny Pickett really...
That's what I do every day.
I think if Kenny Pickett really was, quote-unquote, better than all the other quarterbacks in the room, well, they can't be having that. They got to get rid of that and keep expectations low so everybody thinks Andrew Berry and Stefanski's a genius. They just have bad talent and a bad roster.
I... Eric, it can't be that. Tell me it's not that, Eric.
I sure hope not, Ken. I really do.
Oh, God. Eric, thank you for the call. Jay in Akron. Jay, hello.
Hey, morning, gentlemen. I believe that Kenny Pickett was just an insurance policy. We looked at our roster early in the year, and Deshaun Watson was literally the only quarterback on the roster. As soon as we got Joe, Kenny was expendable. And my second thought is, I think Shedeur Sanders is our 2026 draft pick. That's the only reason they're stashing them so hard, keeping them in bubble wrap. We took a flyer on them. I figure they get them in-house, get them in camp, put a year of training on them, and let's see what happens next year.
What if they lose? What if they lose their jobs? What's going to happen?
Then the same thing that always happens. Blow it up, start over again.
So if they keep their jobs, say they win, how many games do you think they're going to win, Jay?
I think they're in the hunt in October. As long as they're on that graphic, that's all that matters.
Really? Okay. If you, because I was expecting you to say 5 wins or something like that.
No, we're going to be in the hunt because, honestly, I'm looking at the state of the league. What is the real difference between Pittsburgh and their old quarterback and us and our old quarterback? Are our rosters that dramatically different?
I mean, I've said that, you know, for how many years between us and Pittsburgh? What's the difference? Well, the difference at the end of the year is always like 5-6 wins.
Well, Jay,
it seems like they always
find a way.
Do you think they're in the hunt in October with Joe Flacco?
With Joe Flacco, yes. If Joe turns, if Joe turns into a pumpkin, then yeah, we're going to do the Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, let's see what Bailey Zappe disappointment, whatever that is, but. I feel like as long as Joe is upright, we're in the hunt.
I'm not trying to trap you on anything, Jay. It's because I just think we keep – I'd like to think the same way you are, Jay, and thank you for the call. I just think we keep running into a wall here. I know we got to get to about last night. Just let me say this extremely quickly, as quickly as I possibly can. If you're in the hunt with Joe and you're in the hunt with Joe in October, well, Joe's 40 years old. So there's really no future there unless you can convince yourself and he can convince himself he wants to play at 41. Maybe he does. But are you really going to drop the enticement of this rookie class that looks as of right now that it's going to be good? I don't think you're going to be able to do such a thing. Are you going to be able to hold on to Shedeur Sanders even if you do keep your job if you only win 5 games? No, you're going to want to go after one of those rookies because the enticement as of right now is just, it's just too great. So we keep, these are the best intentions for everybody, but we keep running into walls with real life.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.